Now let's bring in ABC News correspondent Ike Adjonchi live from the White House. Ike, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And yesterday, the big story in Washington, D.C., the sweeping sanctions on Russia over cyber hacking and election interference. Tell us about that development.
That's right. President Biden announcing a wide array of sanctions against Russia over their part in several things like election interference and even other several big harmful foreign activities. Now, President Biden, he said he made it clear with President Putin on a phone call they had that the sanctions could have gone further, but that the president chose not to do so, electing to be proportionate. Now, here's what the Biden administration is accusing Russia of doing. Last year's massive cyber hack against nine U.S. federal agencies, that's known as the SolarWinds breach. They're accusing Russia of interfering with the 2020 election. They're also accusing the Kremlin for the bounties reportedly placed on American soldiers in Afghanistan. Now, here's what the Biden administration did in response. They expelled 10 personnel from Russia's diplomatic mission in Washington, and that includes representatives of Russian intelligence. The U.S. also sanctioned 16 entities and 16 individuals who tried to influence the 2020 election by means of disinformation outlets, outlets controlled by those Russian intelligence services. And Biden also announced that he was going to target Russia's sovereign wealth by prohibiting U.S. financial institutions from dealing with Russian sovereign debt. That was a move that immediately caused Russia's currency to slide in the markets. Now, Russia, they've already come out to say that a response to these sanctions is unavoidable. But it's also important to note that the Biden administration levied these sanctions at a time when there's heightened concern about a massive buildup of Russian forces along Ukraine's border and in Crimea, the Ukrainian peninsula that's been occupied by Russia since 2014. Now, that call between President Biden and President Putin, Biden has come out himself and described it as candid and respectful. Biden said that he proposed that he meet with Putin this summer in Europe, at a nation in Europe, and they're going to have a summit to address some global challenges that actually require cooperation from the U.S. Between the U.S. and Russia. And some of those things include reining in nuclear threats from Iran and North Korea, ending this pandemic we've all been dealing with for the past year, and of course, meeting the existential crisis of climate change.
There were two issues that I thought stood out yesterday, too. One involving that story of Russia bounties that were supposedly offered to Afghan militants who killed U.S. soldiers. That, it sounds like, based on the intelligence, not necessarily an accurate story. And then also Paul Manafort, former then-candidate Donald Trump's campaign advisor, the polling data that he had passed on to certain individuals, we learned that that likely got into the hands of Russian intelligence.
True. And this is what White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was referring to when she said that the Biden administration could have gone further. There are other things that the administration is accusing Russia of doing that we simply don't really know yet. And those are either situations of whether the information there is classified or not. So this is why President Biden said there were things that he could have done more, even gone further. Right now, ABC News, this is what we're reporting. We're not really reporting any of the other issues in terms of Manafort. But as you know, like I said before, there are other things that we really don't know yet that the Biden administration is accusing Russia of doing.
ABC News correspondent Ike Adjonchi live from the White House. Ike, thanks so much for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
You got it. Take care. Have a good weekend.